Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
You believe so. Today we have some females in attendance. We have Sherry from the SOAR group, and we have Bernadette Hillaway from, is it Hillaway?
Hillway.
Bernadette Hillaway, of Facebook fame. And a stalwart of the SOAR group. She's here at almost every meeting when she's not lounging at her house down the shore. Bern, how far was your house from the pressure cooker bomb during that workplace violence incident that we had? Remember, we can't say radical Islam.
Correct.
I can't. I won't. I refuse to say radical Islam. Go ahead.
It's about a mile. My place is at the north end. And the workplace violence occurred on the south end, so it's about a mile.
So did it affect you at all? Were you down there?
No.
No? You sure? You weren't down there wearing your flowing robes and burqa?
No, I was not. Whew. I was busy elsewhere.
Doing what?
I was in New York.
Oh, okay. So, last week we talk about preparedness. One of our listeners said that he was ejected from his house and didn't have his bug out bag, didn't have anything. And there's another long story to that, and I'll get into that later on. But Sherry, I have a question for you. I looked this up. Does this word exist, bigly?
Bigly?
B-I-G-L-Y, bigly.
Sounds like it should.
But that's because Donald Trump used that on the debate. He said he was going to grow the economy bigly. And I'm just wondering if anyone's ever used that word. Sandy says it's a word if you can use it in a sentence. Right, Sandy?
Boy, that's not exactly what I said.
What did you say? What did you say?
I've never said. You've said it's a word if you could use it in a sentence.
So, oh, just, that was me?
That was you. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
They add words to the dictionary every year. So.
But he adds more than most.
Who? Yes. Epic fail, I believe, by the talking yam, by the way. I'm gonna agree with Rosie O'Donnell on something. She refers to him as the orange anus. And as a gun person, I am supporting and voting for Trump, but wow.
I tell everybody I meet I'm voting for Gary Johnson because
he doesn't know anything. You're lucky.
Exactly right. So, and he's apparently taking votes away from
Trump?
The street eater, yeah.
Trump?
From Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Hillary.
Yes, yeah.
What difference does it make?
What difference? Yes, but the Benghazi queen.
The Benghazi queen. I call her the Benghazi bobblehead.
Because, my entire universe is surrounded by liberals. That's all I work with. That's all I deal with.
Now,
and so they're not even thinking of voting for the giant yam.
Now, did you, while we're on the debate, did you guys both watch the debate?
I did not.
You did not. You're much better off that because that would have been 2 hours of your life shared that you'll really
never get back.
Yeah. Lester Holt was just like Candy Crowley from 4 years ago. All the hardball questions to Trump and softballs to Hillary. Right? Mm-hmm. Am I right, Bernie?
I did not watch it, but I watched pieces of it on
that
YouTube.
Makes three
and
of us.
Facebook.
I didn't even watch the pieces.
Yeah. So. Well, I got the gist of it.
Yeah, it was really bad. She's talking to Donald Trump about stuff he did 20 years ago. And she didn't call.
And
he
like
didn't
an
call
idiot,
Hillary
he's probably responding to her.
Well, of course, him yeah. to yeah, Lester Holt. Well, of course, because he's a narcissist.
He's an egotist. Yeah, exactly. He's got a skin about as thick as a piece of rice paper.
You know, while I have the ladies here, there's a lot of things that I know they discuss in a SOAR group, like we discuss in classes. Sandy, I sent you this. This is the greatest thing, Sherry. This is the TSA blog, right, Sandy? Every day, the TSA blog, Bernie.
Do they post
they
that post every day?
Every day. Yeah. This was September 16th to the 22nd. This is they uncovered 68 firearms, and only 61 were loaded. And out of the 61 that were loaded, only 26 had a round chamber, okay? And then, of course, they found smoke grenades.
Wow.
And they found inert and replica grenades, because you always want to fly.
With a grenade.
You always want to carry yeah. on an sure. inert or a replica grenade or a real smoke grenade. That's a real smoke grenade. Correct. That's an M83 smoke grenade, okay? That will send a plane spiraling down into the ground.
So will a Samsung
look
phone.
At, look
oh,
at,
that's nice.
Look, the, that's true.
I
the
like
Galaxy
that
Note, right?
Galaxy Note.
We got
yeah.
we have canes with spikes on them.
Nice.
We have neck knives. Now, again, all of this can be in your checked luggage. Well, I don't know about the hand grenades, but
I think I have that.
I,
well,
I
they
think
were
I have
inert.
That knife,
you know,
too.
I mean, it's going to slow the plane down a little bit.
But you know, I guess, and this they make a list of. The date, the airport, the caliber, if it was loaded, or the round chamber. They have a whole matrix here, Sandy.
Most
look
of
at
them
this.
Out of Houston.
That's research,
right?
Anthony.
I mean, really. And, you know, well, we've talked about
government
this.
Government at work here.
And there's tons of comments and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this all the time. And what we fail to realize is if you live in Tennessee, your gun's on you all the time, so you
right.
kind of, like, forget. But you can't really forget, you know. And do you guys cover this in any of your SAW stuff?
Whether you can bring things on an airplane?
Like what you can, yeah, how you can, you know, like the firearms rules and regulations and what you can and cannot do.
And it's Jersey. So here's the firearms rules. All firearms are illegal.
Exactly.
So don't do it. You're frightened of everything. You're frightened of keeping them in your safe.
You think? Go ahead,
Sherry. No, I was going to say, we do touch on certain issues that come up when people have questions about flying or transporting. We will touch on them, but as I always say, I'm not an attorney. And
correct. You're not a Facebook attorney?
No. And I'd be happy to recommend somebody.
Is that some sort of a dig?
Yeah. No, because everybody's because people post questions on Facebook.
And other
and then
people
only,
answer
and
them.
Then I just tag like Evan Knappen or right. Frank Pisano right. Jr. or Dan Schmutter on the tag.
And
I'm like, ask a real lawyer.
Yeah, somebody with
one
an
of the
actual
nice things
law
about
degree,
being
yeah.
a member of Cherry Ridge Association, if you are a member, is that they do have, do they still have that? Because I'm not a member anymore.
Yeah, you can
you
still
get to ask questions.
Two lawyers a month.
There's, right, pick. So pick up the phone. If you're a member, it's worth it. Even
not for nothing, but, you know, Knappen and Dan Schmutter are both on Facebook, and if you tag them in a question, they'll both answer it.
Yeah, they will. Yeah.
And they won't send you a bill, which is nice. Mm-hmm. You
which
know,
is surprising
yeah. no, but
for
they're,
Knappen
they're,
and Schmutter.
They're gun people to the core,
yeah, that's
though.
That's true.
That's
and they
nice
don't
want to
see
know.
Anybody get hurt. Oh, now they're Bernadette. She's going to blow them up today. Do it, Bernie. Do it.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get...
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
What's a barrel shroud and why should we regulate?
I actually don't know what a barrel shroud is.
Because it's in your
legislation.
It's
a shoulder thing that goes up.
No.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Family Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please visit Waldorf Family Chiropractic and tell Dr. Eric we said hello. Or refer a friend or give him a positive review. Support those who support us. So, Sherry, what's going on? How do people find the SAW Group, first of all?
They can find us through the website. It's sawshootingclub.com. We're on Facebook. We have a public Facebook page. If you search Second Amendment Women Shooting Club, you'll find it that way. And through there or through the website, you can hook up with our closed Facebook group where we post a lot of questions and fun stuff.
Is right. that the group I got banned from? Was that the one
possible.
I got banned from? I was putting my bodybuilding photos on there with
from
my one
so
piece Barat bikini, the thing that went up over.
No,
the, yeah,
really?
Anyway, yeah,
oh, wow.
They banned me.
God, I would have banned you too.
They banned me. So, Bernie, what's your next gun purchase?
I'm looking at an H&K
P30. You yeah. like that, huh?
I love it.
Yeah. See how? Now that's an expensive gun, but it's such a. Now, how did you decide you liked that gun? Who had one?
Julie, one of the other members. Yeah.
See, that's one of the benefits of the SAW Group is when they meet up and they all get to touch each other's guns. And also, if they want to shoot something they don't have, we have it here in the rentals, hopefully as a backup. So, see, that's why you want that gun. It's a nice gun. What's it, about $1,000?
Close to it, nine and change. And I just bought an AR.
Your first?
Yeah. I was afraid of it when I first saw it, but after I shot it, I said I had to have one.
No kick, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's intimidated because it's loud, the muzzle break, you know. And but then when you shoot it, you're like, okay, what was this, you know, what was all the scariness about?
I think the person in the next port gets more blowback than I do.
Oh, yeah, depending on how the what the muzzle break design,
right.
Yes, for sure. Well, you know, they like it. They used to say, what, like the Godfather, keep it scary. Yeah, it's noisy to keep all the jackasses away, nosy people.
Right.
As soon as they hear it, it's like, I'm running. I'm running. So
yours
that's
is a very
good.
Pretty gun. Right?
What did you get?
I got an AR-15 from Arms Co. Weaponry.
So the Tiffany?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. When are you bringing it here?
Next time I come here. I had it here on... What night were we here? Tuesday.
The 20th, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see it. I know you you host kids' events and everything. Did you guys see what happened to this kid down in Manville School District with the video? He did a video about gun ownership.
A project.
Yes.
But he did it last year.
Yeah.
And he left the pen drive in a computer in the library. And now he's suspended. Did you guys watch the video? The video was like a minute and 40 seconds long.
I didn't see the video.
All he did was put up, he put up stills of examples where people used a legal gun. Like, you know, to defend themselves or the family. And then at the end, he put up like two firearms jokes, like, you know, like terrorists and criminals, when they see the gun-free zone sign, they're going to come home, you know, they're going to go back home because it's a gun-free zone. And the school made a big thing about this. They also sent Child Protective Services to his
house. They called the police as soon as they found
the police watched
drive.
The video. They didn't find anything wrong.
But why would you even call the police about
that? Because this is where we are today. Because if you chew a piece of pizza in the shape of a gun, you get suspended.
Yeah, very true.
Okay? You know, meanwhile, we can't say Islamic jihadist, Islamic terrorist, because if we can't even say the name of our enemy, we lost already.
Right.
All right. We lost already. That's how I feel. But this poor kid, and you know, we talk about this all the time, and Sherry, you go over to the class. This is why your kids can't bring spent casings to school.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We tell our people when they come here, God forbid, but you know, your daughter's here now. She's in the VIP lounge. Mm-hmm. She takes a shotgun shell, a red spent shell, and takes it because it's good looking, and she brings it to school. Done.
We used to bring stuff to show and tell when we were kids. Mm-hmm. I remember bringing a 50 caliber machine gun bullet
that my father
gave me. It was a live round to school.
Imagine today.
And no one said a word. I brought it back. Then my father kicked my ass. But
could you imagine trying that today?
Yeah.
Forget it. Not going to happen.
And even things like Boy Scout knives and things like they you know, can't, that kids would right. carry
yeah,
just in
I
their pockets.
I carried a knife probably from third or fourth grade.
Yeah,
up.
Me too.
My grandfather was a superintendent, and he gave me my first knife. They didn't even lock back then because I remember getting cut bad with it because when you went to cut something, the knife folded back over on your finger.
Right.
You know, this is before they had locking knives and everything. But I always carried a knife. You know, but it's funny how we never took them out. We never threatened anybody.
No.
Well, maybe, but, maybe. I don't know. You know, I'm having this slanted sense of, you know, history right now. But who knows what I might have or might not have done. But this is where we are now. And it's, again, I call it, for lack of a better term, the pussification of America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this kid has that view. Now, obviously, if it was an anti-gun video, it would have been fine.
Exactly.
But, right, because it was pro-gun. We're such a minority, Bern. You got into this later on, right?
Yes.
It's a weird thing to get into it. How many of your friends and family, when you tell me you're into guns, they shudder upon first response?
Well, most of them think I'm crazy.
All right.
That's well, not a bad there's thing. There's
But I've gotten several of them to come along with
me. Well, I've seen. I've seen your daughters, your sister repeat.
Yes.
And again, you're doing, like Sandy says, each one reach one and you break. See, you break the stereotype. You don't look like a fat, old, white guy with camo, with summer teeth, with a beard. You look like a mom. You know, and an American, middle American mom. If I was to pick you out of a lineup, I'd say she raised a couple of kids. She worked. She retired. And she's doing it. Are you retired?
I certainly
okay.
am.
You know. So you break that stereotype. Sherry breaks the stereotype. The women that come in from the SOAR group, the majority of the clientele. But it's tough, right? They think you're crazy.
Oh, yeah. And my grandkids have come.
Meanwhile, that's right. Meanwhile, if the poop hit the fan, they wouldn't think you were so crazy.
Exactly.
You know, it always boils down to that same old argument that better to have fire extinguishers in your house and never have to use them. But if you need them, you're going to be glad they're there.
Right.
What's wrong with a gun? What's wrong with an AR or a shotgun or a revolver in a case of ammo? And hopefully you'll never have to use it. But if you do, they're there. I have to agree. So now you got an AR, you got an H&K. You got an H&K. What else do you have?
I have a Smith & Wesson 38 air weight.
Nice kick on that gun.
Yeah. I have a Glock 17.
Nice.
I have a Ruger 22.
You need a 22.
Yep.
But you have go ahead, keep going.
And I have the AR, and hopefully my next one will be the H&K.
You have a really well-rounded setup there. You're only lacking a 20-gauge shotgun.
I know.
And not 12-gauge. You don't need 12-gauge, right? Sherry, you're
green. I have a 20-gauge, yeah.
What do you have, Sherry?
I have the Mossberg, the 510 Mini.
That's a perfect gun. Perfect Mossberg or a Remington 870 in 20 gauge.
So now you got something to do this afternoon. You can run out and
buy a shotgun.
You're welcome.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe
in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
You know, those semi-automatic clips kill a lot of people every year. Okay, I need someone to show me one, actually. I need someone to bring a semi-automatic clip so I can take a look at it. All right, this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites.
Most of them are fully automatic clips. You know, when you shoot a bullet automatically, another one just pops right.
So that's fully automatic. And if I just ate dinner, I'm fully automatic,
too. Pretty much, yeah.
Liberty Office Suites has two locations, one in Montville, New Jersey, one on New Road in Parsippany. Ron Sousa owns it. Ron is a strong supporter of the gun rights movement in New Jersey and also the SAW group. So LibertyOfficeSuites.com, meeting rooms and everything for up to 70 people, offices, mail service, and starts as $58 a month. You guys used this facility numerous times, right?
It's a beautiful place. We're actually having our party there again this year on December 8th.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron, for hosting it. Ron is a great guy. Ron is actually out in Vegas right now at Front Sight with his fiance. Oh, Ron, by the way, when's the date?
Ooh.
I've been busted.
He posted a great picture of her in our group wearing our Keep Calm and Shoot Like a Girl shirt.
Nice. See, we keep everything in the family. Thank you so much, Ron. So support those who support us. If you know a friend who's working out of his mom's basement, you don't have any kids using your house as their office, do you, Bern?
Oh, no. Once you leave my house, you're out for good. Don't come back.
Good. Old school mom.
Nail the door shut. Right.
Nice. Don't let the door hit you in the arse on the way out.
Give me your keys.
Change the locks. Don't even try the key. It doesn't work anymore.
Sherry, I didn't get into it too much, but what's going on for Soul Group? Because now's the perfect time for you guys that are listening, for the ladies in your family, moms, sisters, wives, girlfriends, mistresses, whatever you got going on out there. What's the deal? You have all winter now. We're going to deal. It's already winter. Did I miss fall, by the way? What happened to fall?
It's not going to happen like spring.
Oh, okay. Well, two seasons sucks. Anyway,
yeah, it does.
So you guys must have a full lineup coming up. It's October now. So just give us a synopsis. Bernie, you can chime in anytime and say yay or nay for any of these classes because you've been to everything. Hit us.
So we're moving indoors now. We had done an outdoor class at Easton, which was a lot of fun. I hope more people will join us in the spring.
Saw the pictures.
Yeah,
very
with
nice.
Move and Shoot, everybody had a really good time. So we're moving indoors with our regular meetups here at the range in Woodland Park. Our next one is October 26th. It's at 7 p.m. Just show up. If you're a new shooter, if you could try to get in touch with us before, it's always helpful. We always have female firearms instructors here to help out. After that, we've got October 30th kids event in the morning on the Sunday. Those are always packed. That's the Garden State Shooting Center. A lot of fun. We're going to do a little Halloween fun at this one, too.
Where is the Garden State Shooting Center?
It's in Lakewood.
Okay.
That's TJ and Jeff that own that. It was a former Brick Armory. They're really good guys at that Garden State Shooting Center. Really, really good guys.
Yeah, they host us for the kids events and also women's meetups. We do them a little more spread out than up here because I'm all the way up here, but we're having one immediately following the kids event. So probably around 11:30 on that October 30th. And after that, we just kicking right into our pistol instructor here on November 6th, I believe. It's a Sunday. I really, if there's any woman out there even thinking about it, I strongly encourage you to come and take that class. It's going to be discounted. Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
So we can get more female instructors out there. I mean, I remember when I took my pistol instructor class with you guys, I wasn't planning on necessarily going out there and teaching a lot of women to shoot. I just wanted to, like you did, Bernadette, I wanted to bring my friends to the range. I wanted to teach them the quote-unquote right way or just to have some kind of structure. So if you're able to do it, I think it's a fantastic class to take.
What's it cost to join a SOAR group?
$25 for the year.
Anyway, for all you guys out there, what a nice little gift certificate or gift as a stocking stuffer or one of the Hanukkah gifts, because you cheap bastards don't give expensive gifts for how many days of Hanukkah are there? 30 or how many?
A million. It seems like the whole month.
A lot. You know, like you could throw a SOAR group membership and, you know, a gift certificate for a gun store or something in there. It's a beautiful thing. I've been around for a long time. I've witnessed Sherry getting ammo for her birthday a couple of birthdays. So, you know, nothing says happy birthday better to a woman who likes to shoot than a couple boxes of ammo, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly. So I think for $25 to buy a membership for somebody and introduce them to the group is a wonderful thing. So,
Go ahead,
Sherry. I'm sorry. What else do I have going on?
That's okay. And I think the day right after that class on the Monday, I think it's November 7th, where we have a basic pistol class here that Jimmy, I believe, is going to run for us. So people have been asking about it. I know sometimes it's hard to get there on that date, but again, it's going to be discounted for our members and all female class. It's a great opportunity. The next day, which is Tuesday, we're having another one of our free gun cleaning classes that Charlie and Kevin are running for us.
Kevin O and Charlie Padula are running.
And Bernadette, you've been to that class, so you can talk about it.
Invaluable. Invaluable.
Right.
And now, of course, I want to bring my AR because I don't know how to take it apart.
Bernie's smart. She comes to the gun cleaning classes and she plays possum. And Charlie, you know, she fawns a little bit. Right. And then Charlie and Kevin are like, we'll show you one more time. We're going to show you how to clean it from top to bottom, Bern. And then she walks out. Yep. Bingo.
I mean, bring the heavy-duty fans there that day again, though. We need those in the hallway
I can't wait till the expansion is done. It looks like it's going to be summer of next year, not spring, but that's okay.
Perfect.
Because then you guys will have, we're going to have room. We're putting
Thank the EPA for that.
DEP.
DEP?
DEP.
Oh.
Can I just say about the gun cleaning class?
Please.
I mean, we try to do them as often as you guys will have us up here. But just knowing how to take apart your firearm and, you know, clean it, obviously, and put it back together is just essential. You should, even if you have a spouse or someone else at home that's willing to clean your guns for you. I mean, look, I don't want to clean my guns anymore either. I was so excited when I first got them, taking them apart and cleaning them.
Yeah,
now
it's fun,
like a chore.
Yeah,
so you should really know how to do it. And I have to admit, I bring mine here sometimes and I let your guys clean them for $25 or whatever it is. But you should still know how to do it. And for free, I mean, it's a great free opportunity to have someone show you. You're not on YouTube trying to figure it out.
Right.
So I really encourage people to come if they can. I think it's going to be at about 6:30 in the evening.
You can't ask the YouTube video a question.
No.
Between Charlie and Kevin, there's almost 100 years gun cleaning experience. Yeah. And we have 160 different models here for rent, but we have backup guns. Like we have 20 Glock 19s. We have 30 of this gun. So we have about 250 firearms. So Kevin, Charlie, and Tommy Ooze, their job is, the computer says, like every 15 rentals, pull gun number 622 out of rotation and clean it. This is all they do. And like, we have two full-time people doing that. So they like to be in the bullpen with the ladies and teaching them hands-on.
And if they're coming from work, if someone's coming from work, and obviously you can't bring your handgun with you, your guys have pulled happily one off the...
Right.
Sure, they have to clean it anyway.
And let them clean it, and probably what you have, you guys probably have it here on the wall anyway. So don't let that hold you back.
Sherry's talking about dropping the gun off, because we have ultrasonic dip tanks here, which is good, like once a year, drop your gun in that, because... The ultrasonic, it takes the first ultrasonic process, the cleaner, takes everything off the gun, and all the oil comes out of the molecular structure of the metal and everything, because you immediately have to immerse it in the ultrasonic oil bath.
Okay.
Otherwise, the gun will start rusting like in about 30 seconds because you've taken everything. But that's the only way to get the gun showroom new, so to speak. So every once in a while, it's good to do that. But there is probably, when I was into it, there's nothing more therapeutic than just sitting and cleaning the gun, you know, going through it. It's a nice, right, Bernadette, it's a nice ritual.
Absolutely. The women get very quiet while they're cleaning their guns.
Because they're crazy.
That's true. No one's got their phones out, and it's actually really quiet.
Exactly. Nobody's chattering. Everybody's busy looking at their guns.
So it's a, and they all, and the guys have their opinions, because there's so many cleaning products and lubricating products out there, you know, and they all lean on like the same three things.
Right.
And, you know, because you can overanalyze it. Sherry, you've been in the gun industry working at stores. How many different cleaning products have you tried already?
I've tried countless different things because, you know, I've been to SHOT Show also, and I'll get samples. And, you know, when people would come into the store when I was working in the gun store, they would give samples. And I've kind of, I don't have one kit. I built kind of a kit for myself. I took a big range bag, and I just picked the things that I liked, and I put them in the bag, and that's my gun cleaning kit. It's not a specific kit that I bought, although there's some good ones out there, I'm sure. For years, I haven't
even
looked at it.
Yeah, but you end up making a personalized kit.
Yeah.
And when you come to the Soul Group, the gun cleaning night, you're going to, you'll know what you need, because we've all bought, how much stuff have you bought, Sherry, that you never used again,
gosh.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So it's nice. I tell everybody, when I got into firearms in the late 70s, early 80s, for 6 years I did everything wrong. Then an older guy, Don, took me under his wing and made me redo everything. I bought all the wrong guns. I had all the wrong cleaning stuff. Because remember now, when I got into it, there was no internet.
Right.
So it was magazines, and it was asking opinions. And back in the day, even a guy couldn't really go into a gun store and ask a stupid question, because they would ridicule you.
Yeah, they'd throw you right
out. That's one of the reasons why when I got into the industry in the game, I said I want to make a place where you can come in and ask a stupid question and not be made to look like a jerk. Right, Bern?
We do it every week.
Yeah, but you... But you know what I'm saying? Like Sherry, even Sherry now, she's been going on the gun store tour, and she's met with some, you know, some weird stuff out there.
Guys, here are great. Your entire staff is remarkable.
I have to medicate.
I understand.
I remember going down to a place in Central Jersey and getting ignored for 45 minutes.
And you're a guy.
I'm a guy.
Sherry, they would have handed her a duster or something. Oh, the cleaning lady's here.
Yep.
Time and memories, the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present. And no present like time. Step through their doors and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Bernie wants to know where we can get those heat-sinking bullets.
Heat-sinking bullets.
She's going to sit home and write names on them.
And send
and
them out.
Send them out for Christmas. Idiots. Sandy, your friends, the ACLU, they're going to defend Ahmad Abjin Khan Rami.
It's wonderful.
The bomber.
The bomber.
Who couldn't kill anybody. And
because he couldn't wire a pressure cooker.
Correctly. I like this, that he's too stupid. Too sick to be interrogated right now.
Of course he
really.
Is. Well, those bullets in his chest.
Really. You know? I bet you I could get him to talk.
Yeah, probably could.
15 minutes. Right. I could get him to talk.
We could walk into that room and in very short
I'd leave
order,
that room with all kinds of trophies.
All kinds of shit.
So, yeah, so the ACLU was going to defend him. You know, when I posted the first one on Instagram, he's definitely not getting fit, getting healthy or anything. He's pretty chubby. America's been very good for him. His wife was actually sucking the hind teat of the welfare state as well, mm-hmm. I found out. So
still is.
Yeah. It's a one. Yeah, as soon as she came back from whatever stand she was in, so that he could come here. You know, I love that old internet meme that says,
whatever stand she was in.
Stop sending money to Muslim countries so they can hate us for free.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You know, it's the truth. And
they can actually give it back to Hillary Clinton so she can put it into the Clinton Foundation and then give them guns.
Nice. Correct. Now, you two Stuff guys like are moms. Did you see Obama, how he answered the question with that Gold Star mom? She wanted to know why he won't say radical Islamic terrorism. He gave a 20-minute answer about, well, once we start calling the enemy what they want us to call them, they've already won or some bullshit like that. No, because you're a freaking sympathizer, because you want to be the president of the world. Most famous quote by Donald Trump he's been saying is, I don't want to be president of the world, I want to be president of the United States. That's probably the best thing ever, because Obama's big on that New World Order shit.
Yes,
okay,
he is.
And I still say he's going to eventually be the UN Secretary General.
I agree.
I still
also
think he's going to be UN Secretary. I said it five, six, 7 years ago.
He wants it bad. Okay? Yes, you've been saying that forever.
And Christie's in trouble with Bridgegate, huh?
Hey, yeah, bet. Krispy Kreme?
I also heard
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, I also heard that he's on the outs with Donald Trump.
I don't think he was ever on the ins with Donald Trump.
I think he's
Trump.
On the... Now, yesterday, a couple days ago, we had a tragic crash in New Jersey with the rail lines. They said Christie was coming back to New Jersey to assess the damage. Where is he now?
Like, what else do you have to do, Chubby?
Seriously?
What was there... He was at Expo East in Baltimore. I didn't see him there, but he was at Expo East in Baltimore, which is the fancy food show. Of the Baltimore.
My brother tells a story. My brother went to the fancy food show at Jacob Javits when he was in the food business. He walked three aisles, went in the bathroom, threw up, and then walked another three aisles. He said, because you can't. I went with them once. You can't.
It's unbelievable. No, you
can't eat everything that they put out.
You could try.
Yeah, but no, it's not happening.
I stay toward the dessert area.
Nice. So Obama vetoed this bill where we could sue Saudi Arabia, the victims of September 11.
But the idiot, finally, the Republicans in Congress woke up.
First time ever. They overrode a veto, right. And a second later, they said, we want to make changes to it. You know why? Because they're getting pressure from the Saud family, because that's another reason why Donald Trump needs to exploit it. Because I read that on the internet one time. All of our politicians should wear like NASCAR jackets with all of their sponsors
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely, that's right.
All right, it's a bunch of bullshit. It's a bunch of bullshit that we deal with,
dude. So, Cleveland Clinic, the finest hospital in the United States, would shut down if it wasn't for Saudi money. There's the royal family has an entire wing there that they have sponsored. I mean, literally, if you stay at the Omni Hotel at Cleveland Clinic, 7 Al Jazeera channels.
Wow. We don't have money to stay in the places you stay.
Sorry.
We stay like it. We call 1-800-RED-ROOF.
I've done my share of Red Roof.
So, real quick, because the last segment's going to be learning. Roger Garrett wrote to the superintendent of the Manville School District about suspending the kid. I wrote this letter not to ostracize you or policies regarding students. There's no complaining about the First or Second Amendment rights. With all due respect for the position that you have worked to achieve, I do ask this question. What are you teaching, Mr. Harvey? His parents or the rest of the student body as well, the staff of your school. It concerns me anytime a person in an official position goes overboard in taking action against a student. This was a paper he was working on for a class project. Was the subject not allowed? Was it not approved? Would you be willing to print a list for future reference of all the subjects that you do not agree with? Is there anything in writing in school policy which prohibits the free exercise of an opinion? While I do not expect an answer, as I am sure you are being overwhelmed with the posting of this story, would you do it again? If this is the hill you want to die on, would you do it again? Would you resign over the principle that you are right and those that disagree with you are wrong? Sincerely, Roger Garrett. It's the liberalism, it's the progressivism of our country. Listen, Bernadette, I don't like that, so you can't do it either.
Exactly.
Or you can't say that. This, to me, this is a First Amendment issue. We're not only going after Second Amendment, we're going after First Amendment.
Correct.
And since when can't we have differing opinions?
No, you're a racist.
It's gotten worse, and I think that's what's frightening me more about this election. Is the divisiveness even within parties?
Yes. You're a racist.
It is just unbelievable. It has gotten to a point where we're not even civil to one another. There are people who are losing friends over who they're voting for. Mm-hmm. And that's in the same damn party. It's just gotten to a fever pitch at this point.
Wow. So listen to this. Last one from Mo Ibrahim. He says, Anthony, love the show. I wanted to ask you about firearm transportation laws in New Jersey. I live in Newark, and like many people live in urban areas, do not have a driveway. I pay to park in a parking lot behind my building, which is about a block and a half away. Is it legal to walk to the parking with firearms that are unloaded and cased in a vehicle in order to legally transport to a gun range, gun store, or hunting? I have not been able to find the answer. Evan Knappen says, yes, it is legal. Okay?
Here's something I'd love to ask Knappen, too. Suppose Mo wanted to walk to a firing range. If he didn't have a car, mm-hmm. I wonder if that now all of a sudden you've got an unloaded pistol in a whatever briefcase, a bag, or whatever, and you're wandering the streets with an unloaded pistol and magazines magazine clips.
Clips. 30 the automatic caliber. Clips.
Well, transportation, right? Okay. So you could walk, you could take the bus, I would imagine,
right.
Or you could.
Right.
Right.
Could you get on a public bus?
Yes, you can.
I think you can.
You can.
You can. You can actually take a bicycle with a backpack with a gun. Mm-hmm. Knappen's covered that before.
But could you also take like a New Jersey Transit train?
Mm. I'm not sure.
And since the buses are New Jersey Transit buses, are there any New Jersey laws that prohibit that? I mean, in a free state, you could do all this, though. But I wonder if
in a free state, they don't give a shit about any of that.
That's true. We used to live in a free state.
Okay. In a free state, they don't care about that. So in a minute, we're going to get into this. If anybody hasn't seen this video, there was an attempted robbery on last Friday in Gwinnett, Georgia. G-W-I-N-N-E-T-T. Gwinnett, Georgia.
Gwinnett County.
Gwinnett County. She was an Asian woman in her house, and it looked like they probably owned a business, a bodega or something, because she had a ton of inventory of paper towels and paper goods and everything in her house. And basically, it said three men carrying guns, but we saw the video. It looked like two men and a woman.
Yes.
Or it was two men and a man that I would like to have as a cellmate if I ever went to prison.
One of them had a wig on. It was wearing a wig.
That was the one I like. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I was in prison sitting in the bottom bunk and the corrections officers brought that one in, I'd be like, thank you, God.
I think that's the dead one, though, unfortunately. I hate to break this to you, but I think he's passed. He's assumed room temperature.
My luck, I'd go to prison and my cellmate would be like Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, shit. So what's up, Burn? So the woman came out of the bedroom with her handgun and started opening firing. She shot dead one man and the other two escaped. And the cops released two sketchy video camera footages of it. And if you get a chance, Google it and watch what happens, because she breaks no less than 300 rules of home defense. And she's very lucky to be alive, to be honest with you. She's very, very lucky to be alive. So
because once the first shot was fired, did you see one of the shitbags turned around and started shooting back at her?
Yes.
Behind him, he wasn't even looking. So you're going to draw fire whether you want to get, you know, whether you intend to do that or not.
Correct. I mean, she just comes running out of the bedroom. She's got her phone in one hand. She's holding her gun in the other hand, and she's just whipping the gun, firing.
Yeah.
Until the slide locks back, and she managed to kill one. And yeah, they were all walking around with guns.
She chased his ass out the door. And
she managed to kill one and not herself.
She managed to kill one, not herself, or get killed. So, Sherry, And Byrne, talk about it a little
bit. One of them actually jumped through the friggin' plate glass window, too, to get out of the
house. What would you do? What wouldn't you have done in a situation like that? You hear somebody in your house, you know, and then she has a, she had a heavy accent. She was on the phone with dispatch, and the dispatcher had no accent, but a much lower IQ
yes, much lower.
Than the Chinese woman, and there was a situation there,
which
you know?
Took at least 10 minutes yeah. to dispatch a police officer.
Correct,
yeah.
correct.
So she didn't have to leave her room. It sounded like she was in a secure place. From the video, it looks like they didn't know she was there at that point. You know, she had the firearm.
They were in there for quite a while.
They were in there for quite a while.
Rummaging.
So obviously she was somewhere, you know, hidden away. So for her to come out like gangbusters like that, I think was
like
probably
Wyatt
not
Earp.
The best choice. Yeah, you know, she had a lot of cover and a lot of concealment where she was to just, you know, she should have stayed there is what yeah. I think.
We're going to talk. We're going to really analyze
hiding behind
this.
Those boxes of paper towels. Probably wasn't a good idea.
We're going to analyze this
like
when we come back.
It was like confetti when the guns
went
off.
Right?
Actually, pretty good.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, crank it up, it's Gun for Hire Radio.
You know, in Will Rogers' famous quote, if voting was effective, they wouldn't let us do it. Okay.
Sure. Makes sense.
All right. What a bunch of idiots. So
but they're making our laws.
You started talking about that, Sherry, where she hears noises, she hears people in her house, and she just comes out and starts firing one-handed and walks right into what could have been an ambush or the belly of the beast. Byrne, what would you have done?
I would have stayed in my room behind my bed so I had some kind of buffer between myself and the perps, and I would have waited there. While
It's nice
with my gun.
No, it's nice to kneel on the floor with your elbows on the bed, holding the gun, and your cell phone on hands free while you're talking to the police. But flip it over so it's not lit up, because if they break into your bedroom, you don't want your face to be lit up.
Right.
And what happens is if a man breaks in or a guy breaks in, they're going to be looking at torso level up. And you're going to be, by the time they look down, you're going to say, smile, wait for flash.
which
is a good place to be. That's a good decision. Now, remember, that's just concealment. That's not cover. Because a bed won't stop a bullet, you know. But Sherry, Bernadette, let's talk about it a little more. What other tips would you give rather than getting up and just starting to blast? So when you call 911, what's the first thing you should say to the operator, Sherry?
Your address.
Your address. especially if you're calling from a cell phone. She had a cell phone, this Asian woman.
Right.
I bet you if they owned a business, that's the address of the cell phone, so they could write them off on their taxes.
Right.
So the dispatcher is getting 123 Main Street
right.
in Atlanta, Georgia,
right.
and she's
in Gwinnett
17
County,
miles yeah. away.
And if you listen to the recording, that happens way further into the conversation, and she had that little language barrier too with the numbers, so that she should have done that.
Yeah, the address didn't come out for about 4 minutes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
it should have come out quite right away because they could have sent the squad car mm-hmm. to at least get one rolling into that area. You know, Bern, it's like you guys learn in your SAW group classes and the advanced classes. It's about visualization and mindset. You have to look at where you live, and you have to look around and go. All right, if I'm in my bed and something happens, what would plan A be? If I'm in my living room or in my kitchen, what would plan A and B? And again, a plan is only as good as the first 5 seconds, right? And then it all falls to shit. But better to have a small plan than no plan. And
I'm guessing no one else lives with her because the way she was
She did have a roommate, a male roommate, which was interesting too because...
He pretended he was sleeping.
Yeah, he pretended he was sleeping.
He's smart.
While she's out... defending the household.
Well, but the way those bullets were, I mean, where was he? Just another thing just to consider. Is
he finally came out
wild.
After all the
right.
action.
They were gone.
When there was no more.
What happened?
Yeah, those rounds were just ripping through everything in the room. You could see like
the dust from all
the dust. Yeah. Right. Like, where was he? You know, just something to think about if you have other people in the house with you also to come running out like that.
Yeah, a 9mm round nose would go right through sheetrock and kill somebody.
But she had no idea when she came running out where
what she was going to be facing. Yeah,
exactly,
or where anybody
or where
was.
They were.
Right. And you know, I just want to say, I admire her spunk, I guess is the word, that you know, that she wanted to defend herself. She owned the gun. She was willing to defend herself, but there's some training that just needed to happen.
You could absolutely tell this person had absolutely no training, which brings up a very, very valid point. You don't just buy a gun and expect to know how to use it. It's like buying a Learjet and just hopping in and going for a ride.
First thing the contractor did in my house that I just bought, my bedroom door, solid core, and it swings out. We had to flip the frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A solid core door, and it swings out, and I have a deadbolt on it. An attractive deadbolt.
Kick that thing all day long.
I just created a safe room.
Except that in our homes today, you just use the fireman's key. You just kick the sheetrock through and walk through the door.
You left a very good tip in one of the classes that I took where you said that to keep the spare key in your room on a lit up, on one of those little things you
light
can break.
Sticks.
And
light
yeah,
stick. That's
light
we
stick.
Give them out here.
And
yeah.
then you can throw them out if you're on the second floor, for example. When you call the police, you can tell them that the key is, you know,
maybe
they came in the back door or something, and you can tell them the key
She remembers. She remembers shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
See, Bernie, you sleep on the second floor of your house?
Yes.
So you hear noises downstairs. You have a solid core door with a deadbolt, and you lock it. Now when the police come, they're like, Miss Hillway, come downstairs and open the front door. F you. So they could kick the door in, or you could say, listen, I'm going to open the top window and throw my key out on a light stick and let themselves in. And then once they announce that they're in your house and they come upstairs, then you would put your gun away, keep your hands where they can see them, and open that bedroom door. That would be the safe thing to do.
My brother's a firefighter. They like knocking doors down, but you're the one that's got to put it back together.
They like knocking.
Correct. They leave. They're like, bye now.
Bye.
Bye now. Have a nice day.
Around, you know?
Right.
But the problem with firemen is, and I love them all, they're frustrated. They're always cleaning their tools, waiting to use those things.
Brand new tools.
And, you know, it's like, Bern, why didn't you check the door to see if it was unlocked first? Oh, sorry. She just split it in half with one of those tools, you know? Damn, she went to school for this shit. She wants to learn how to use it. She wants to apply it, right? All she had to do was turn the knob and go in. And the door was unlocked. Too bad. You're right. Fireman's key didn't go through sheetrock. But we're talking about a normal situation. When I go to sleep at night, I lock my bedroom door. My dog's in the bedroom with me. And so if somebody breaks in, I have that couple of seconds before I wake up out of the deep sleep to get my shit together.
Yeah.
So it's a small price to pay, you know. And, of course, most of them, like my bedroom door, swung in. And as soon as my contractor came, I'm like, Kev, I also want you to use the 6-inch screws for the frame.
Yeah.
I want you to use the 4-inch screws for the hinges. I want to use a deadbolt that goes an inch into the frame.
Mm-hmm.
And we used all hardwood on the frame instead of that plastic stuff or pine.
Right.
So it'd be a little harder for someone to kick it in. But now it gives me a ton of time. And I sleep at night just like you probably do, burn your cell phone on your charger next to your nightstand. Do you even have a landline phone anymore?
I do.
Oh, you do. You're like one of like 43 people left.
That still has a landline.
It's good, though, but in a professional, he would break into your house. First thing he'd do is take your phone off the hook in the kitchen or something. A lot of old school people used to leave their phones in the car or leave them in the kitchen on a charger. But you really want your cell phone on next to your bed.
No, I was going to say another tip I remember that I learned from you is you said you could take an old cell phone and you can leave it in the safe with your firearm and you can call 911 from it. So if you didn't, even if you didn't have your cell phone
old
on
cell
you.
Cell phones. Old cell phones. Hook it up to a charger and put it in your closet or something. A bathroom could be a safe room, especially if it has an egress window. Again, you could go to Home Depot. You can get a solid core door for $125. You can have a contractor come in for $200-$300, even if you don't want it to swing out, if you don't want to change the door frame. But put a solid core door and put deeper frame screws and deeper hinge screws in, and then change the lock to a decorative-looking deadbolt, and you've just created a safe room. You've also created something to slow people down.
And that's good for you. You're single, and you're by yourself, but something to consider. If you have kids also, you might have to have a different plan. It's good to have the door.
See? That's why you're here.
You know, it's good to have the door, absolutely, but you have to think of what you're going to do first.
Correct.
Before to get everybody in that room, and depending on the age of your kids, you know, you have different... See, I know I talk to my kids about different signals if I say this or I say that or, you know, so they know what to do.
Your bedroom's all on the second floor?
Now they are. Okay. My son, who's at college, was on the first floor.
So she could go to the top of the stairs, tell the kids to go into the master bedroom, and then she could back into the master bedroom and lock the door. And now, again, that plan is as good as what?
Right.
Who knows what the scenario or the situation? What if one of the kids won't get up? Try to wake up a teenager. You can blow the house up.
Right.
This is true.
Right? So there's...
And
many
in the case
different
of a nighttime violent home invasion, what does it take? Less than 3 or 4 seconds for them to enter the house and be in your bedroom with a gun in your face.
So, and you know what? Like, so let her kids aren't that young anymore, but if she still had kids sharing a bedroom, you put a solid core door and a lock on that. Now we only have to worry about Sherry getting in their room and locking the door. Okay.
Right.
Now we just made a safe room there. So there's many options, but you don't just come out. I mean, she was whipping that gun.
Yeah.
She's very lucky. I don't know what gun that was. She's lucky she didn't get a stovepipe jam.
Oh,
you know, or a failure to feed. Because one hand shooting, a petite woman, just throw, because you're kind of punching the gun.
Plus the adrenaline the and everything she had going
Correct.
Through her.
Now, who knows? Did she fire it dry? Or, you know, you can see in the video the
barrel. I don't think she fired it dry.
Did
no.
she fire dry or did she no. induce a jam?
Probably, yeah. What you do see is the roommate or whoever he was, her partner, come out and then rack the slide at the end is the only thing I saw. And, you know, he came out and he racked the slide. Now, whether he was unchambering around, or I didn't see him drop a magazine. I don't even think he knew
how to. But, yeah, a totally wrong rule would be to go out. It's much better to just hunker down somewhere where you can put yourself in a position. You know what, though, Byrne? What kind of phone do you have? A cell phone.
What make?
No, does it have, if it's smooth? Is
yeah.
it smooth? Sandy's wife, when his house, when he had the home invasion, his wife couldn't unlock the phone, and she couldn't dial the numbers
because
she was tremoring too much.
Oh.
It's something think to about think it. About with safes also.
Think about what, yep, safes.
Oh, yeah.
Think about you lose your fine motor functions, your fight or flight reflexes, the adrenaline's pumping through, and now you're trying to dial.
Well, that happens to my hands when I'm not under attack.
Yeah, but these are things that people don't realize. His wife swiped the phone. She went outside. She had a no jacket on. It was cold out that night.
Running down the driveway.
She ran out to the end of the driveway.
900 feet down the driveway. She could not get it.
Oh,
and then when she finally did get it, she couldn't remember. Now she's
still
so
doing
flustered.
The simunitions?
Couldn't
yes.
remember
sure.
whether
That's
to dial 911 or 0 for operator. Because we remember that time when you dial 0
right.
for operator.
She came from the 0 generation where we did, remember? Most people don't know that you could dial. You should be able to dial 0 for an operator.
Right.
So, tell us how people can find the SAW group.
Online, SAWshootingclub.com. We're on Facebook, Second Amendment Women Shooting Club-SAW. You can email us at sawshootingclub@gmail.com. And you can find us here every month.
Ba-da-dum-bum. So, listen to this. I got invited to a black tie affair that's honoring Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno. Christie's second in command, believe it or not. And I'm trying to find out. It's October 15th, sponsored by the Columbian Foundation. And I got invited to this, and I'm going. It's a black tie affair.
Nice.
It's the Columbia Foundation. If anybody else wants to go, let me know. I'll make sure you're not at my table. Okay? A couple of things. So we have a ton of stuff going on with the Saw Group. The diversity shoot, I don't remember what day it is. I want to say October 11th, but I can't really be sure, with Tony Simon. Next week we'll talk about it. Evan Knappen will be here October 14th. We will be answering more transportation questions. If you have questions for Knappen, email them to talkback@gunforhireradio. Prepping 101, active shooter, protective pen, first aid, low light, urban pistol 2, defensive flashlight, new class November 18th. Urban shotgun, protective cane, again, CPR, AED, all on the roster of classes here. Check out the Saw Group, $25 a year, you cheap bastards. Buy it for a gift for Hanukkah, Christmas, Easter. I don't know what holidays are coming up. Thanksgiving. Everybody else, have a nice day. Ladies, Bernie, Cher, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Well, looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gunfire Radio is a Kinetic Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Winston the Dog, you were a little too early, guy, and the rest of us here at Gunfire Radio, we love you guys. See you next week. From sea to the shine.